We will begin with Reuven. We know that Reuven, the oldest son of Yaakov Avinu, he was supposed to have all the special treatments associated with the firstborn. That is, Kohuna, Leviya, Malchus. These were all supposed to be in the Chelek of Reuven. However, like the Medrash says, that Yaakov Avinu told him, Achshav shechot osa, now that you sinned, nitna b'choyra l'Yosef. Yosef got the b'choyra, which means that two of his sons became Shvatim, Menashe and Ephraim. V'kohuna l'Levi, the kohuna went to Levi. Shevet Levi has kohuna, kehanim and Leviim. V'amalchus l'Yehuda, Malchus went to Yehuda. Which I saw a fascinating vort from Reb Levick, the Rebbe's father, where by him he explains everything al pi Kabbalah, but this word that I think is shaykh for everyone to understand is that the word Reuven is the same gematria as the word Goroin, which means neck. And Reuven is also the gematria of three times Shem Elikim with Ima Koilil. If you add up Elikim three times, obviously Elikim with a hey, not a kuf, three times, plus the name itself, it has the same gematria as Reuven. Which means that really, the Reuven had the koiches to have all three in Yonim. Kohuna, Malchus, Bechoira. But because he was moichin de katnus, that's expressed itself in the fact that there's the hefsik hagorein, the neck that stops the flow from the head to the heart, and three times elikim, which is midas hadin, because of that, he lost out on all these three special qualities. However, according to the Zohar, the Birchas Yaakov was giving special koyach to Reuven when it comes to the Geula Amitis Vashleima. And let's see what the Pasuk says about Reuven. Yaakov Avinu gets very, very descriptive when it refers to Reuven. He calls him my Bechor. Then he says, you're koichi, number one. Your reish is oini, number two. Yeser se'eis, v'yeser ois. Four details, four distinct qualities that he speaks to Reuven. Now, we read it in the Psukim, and we say, just like, go quickly through it. We don't realize that each one of these qualities, when he is giving the bracha to Reuven, he's giving them a special, special koyach. The Zohar explains that Bechlal Reuven were the chalutzim. We know that Reuven went into Melchama of Eretz Yisrael before all the Yidin. Reuven got Chati Shevet Menashe. Reuven was the first ones to fight to enter Eretz Yisrael. Reuven as well went into Golos from the Aseres HaShvatim earlier because they were on the other side of the Yarden. And Lo'asid Lavoi, there's going to be, Reuven is going to be leading the Melchama of the Goyim, which are trying to stop and interfere with Bnei Yisrael. Reuven is going to be leading that Melchama as well. And the Zohar says like this, Tochazi, come and see, which we will know that in Nigla de Torah, it says Toshma, come and hear. In Pnimius HaTorah and Zohar, it says Tochazi. Why? Because hearing is much more distant than seeing. When you see something, you see the thing itself. When you don't see the thing itself, you hear about the thing. Nigla de Torah, the Likus, is much more hidden. You think we're talking about cows and finding lost objects. We're talking about physical things. Pnimius HaTorah, Zohar, you open the Zohar, you right away understand that you're referring and you're talking about a Likus. And therefore the expression is Tochazi, come and see. What does it say? He brings a fascinating inyan. And that is, there's a pasuk in Zechariah that says, Ki ka'ar beruches ha-shamayim pirashti eschem num Hashem. That the Eibishter spread us out all the four corners of the earth. Now, we think that that means simply that Yidden went into Golos all over the world. However, if you think about it, we went into Golos a bunch of times, each time in a different direction. Why? Mitzrayim is the south of Eretz Yisrael. Bavel is north of Eretz Yisrael. Yavon is west of Eretz Yisrael, the Greeks. And Elaim, which is like Edom, is on the east side of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, Yidden went into Golos four times, into four different directions. And Yidden need to get koyach to be able to tolerate and stand up and to be able to deal with the Golos. So the Zohar says like this, when he says koichi, he was giving Reuven and Klal Yisrael the koyach to stand up to the first Golos, the Golos Mitzrayim. Reishis Oini is giving, empowering us to stand up and to be able to survive the second Golos. Yeser Se'eis, the third word, is once again, it's giving us the koyach to stand up for the Golos Shlishis, to the third Golos. And Yeser Oiz, which is the ultimate strength, that gives us the koyach for the Golos HaRevi'is. Because each Golos, we need to have empowerment, we need to have koyach in order to stand up. Yidden have to have the ability to survive and thrive, even in the most difficult moments of Golos. And therefore, why specifically to Reuven, even though it's referring to Klal Yisrael? Well, obviously, Reuven is the oldest, but the Zohar says like this, Ke'ein zeh, similar to this, Asidim b'nei Reuven larech melchama b'dalet ruchay sa'olam. When the time comes, Mashiach comes, Reuven, the children of Reuven, are going to have a special koyach to be leading the war against the Goyim in all four corners of the world. V'lishloit b'melchamtam al kol ha'olam. And they're going to stand up and they're going to be victorious in their melchames in the whole world. V'yinatzchu amim rabim. They are going to win over and be victorious over many nations. V'yishlitu aleihem. And they are going to rule over them. But even so, obviously, they're not going to remain the rulers of the world because the Melucha was given to Yehuda. And even though, to a certain extent, when Mashiach comes, the Bechorim are going to get back their service in the Beis HaMikdash, which we know that right now it goes to Shevet Levi, which Shvatim go by the father. Bechor, the firstborn, goes by the mother. Peter Rechem, it goes by the mother. And nowadays, the union of Mashpia is greater. When Mashiach comes, we're going to see Eishis Chayel Ateres Baila, we're going to see the Maila of Malchus, which means that the Bechor, which is from the mother, will once again serve in the Beis HaMikdash, obviously, in addition to the Kehanim and Leviim, because Mailim Bakoidish Vein Moiridin. But nevertheless, when it comes to this inyan, the brachas that God were given to Shevet Yehuda, that will not return to Reuven. And therefore, even when Reuven is going to be menatzeach the melchama, he's going to fight the melchama against the goyim, the bnei Reuven, to win over the goyim and have them given over to the Eibishter, the Zohar continues that obviously they are not going to remain by them, because every part is going to be under the Melucha of Melech HaMashiach, V'yerd miyom ad yom, u'minor ad avsei oretz, and everything, the entire world, will be under the Melucha of Melech HaMashiach.